T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
They say he was kidnapped and held for ransom, and they found him in Fort Worth. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York, and a man who was kidnapped for ransom near Tyler has been rescued in Cowtown.
The man was kidnapped at his home near Tyler on Sunday by two men, and he was being held for $10,000 ransom. Through the miracle of modern technology, investigators were able to locate the three in Fort Worth. So the sheriff's office contacted Fort Worth police, and officers found the three in a vehicle in a parking lot on East Chase Parkway. Smith County Sheriff Larry Smith says officers found them in the nick of time.
He did have a gun pointed at him at the time they tried to take the suspects in custody.
Fort Worth officer Jimmy Polizzani says the victim was rescued unharmed.
He is doing well, obviously shooken up from the incident, but doing well medical-wise.
Sheriff Smith says the kidnapping likely stemmed from cartel activity the three were involved in. The suspects are now back in Smith County and are behind bars. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sheriffs from across Texas met with Governor Abbott in Austin to show their support for border security. They gave the governor a letter saying the number of illegal crossings should be declared a constitutional crisis and asked the federal government to send more help. The governor says he won't give up the battle for SB4.
We will keep fighting regardless of what happens in the court, because we all have a collective responsibility, and that's to maintain the safety and security of our residents and our state and our sovereignty.
Enforcement remains on hold. Another hearing is scheduled in a couple of weeks. He got Pornhub last week. Now Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is going after two more porn websites. This time, it's the companies that own the sites Chatterbait and X-Hamster. Paxton argues that simply asking users if they're at least 18 years old does not qualify as a reasonable attempt at age verification, which is required by law. He says the lawsuit is needed to protect children from harmful and obscene materials. Pornhub recently suspended access to their website in Texas after Paxton filed a similar lawsuit last week. They claim the law would not efficiently guard children from any obscene material and would put users' information at risk. A one-time football star from West Texas has pleaded guilty to the carjacking murder of a DeSoto man. Evan McCarrion shot 34-year-old Randy Thornhill in front of Thornhill's young stepson. McCarrion was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Holly Jones, Thornhill's sister, says the murder robbed the world of a good man.
He helped anybody that needed help. He was working on vehicles, repairing stuff. He was an awesome person. He was an awesome brother, an awesome son.
She's upset that McCarrion only got 40 years. She wanted at least 70. Without proper planning, next month's total eclipse could lead to total chaos for towns in the path of total darkness. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the Ellis County town of Ennis thinks they're ready.
The population of Ennis is around 20,000. On April 8th, they're expecting 10 visitors for each resident, 200,000 just to watch the 4 minutes or so of the total eclipse. Stuffing that many into a town that small could be problematic. So the city has been working to get ahead of this sun-moon situation. Ashley Kalunga of the city says some businesses are normally closed on a Monday, but that's the day of the eclipse. So the city is telling the businesses to stay open and boost inventory.
From a restaurant standpoint, we've advised them to maybe scale back on their menu, kind of simplify their menu and think about how they're going to handle those crowds Not just Monday, but really the entire weekend.
The hotels in Ennis are all booked, have been for more than a year, with visitors from places like New Zealand and Great Britain. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A mob burned down Opal Lee's house when she was a teenager in Fort Worth. Now, 85 years later, she's working with Habitat for Humanity to build a new house on the same lot. She joined volunteers from History Makers Homes and Texas Capitol to raise the first wall into place today.
I tell you, I'm a humble human being, and I'm so thankful to everybody who's had a part in doing this. I'd like to do a holy dance, but the kids say when I try, I'm twerking, so I don't try.
She says all those volunteers show how the neighborhood southeast of downtown has become more diverse and welcoming. They hope to finish her home by Juneteenth. The Rangers begin their World Series defense a week from today at home against the Chicago Cubs. But fans started filling Globe Life Field today for another celebration featuring gold merchandise.
The Texas Rangers gold collections got on sale at the Grand Slam Team Store. When the store opened this morning, a line stretched outside with people buying bags of hats and jerseys with a gold Rangers logo to mark their World Series title.
I came by at 10 o'clock this morning and there was a line that wrapped almost completely around the building. Every 15, 20 minutes, it seems like, you know, there's a new rush of people. So it's going to be an ongoing thing, I think, all year.
I'm glad that I got to see a World Series in my lifetime. A lot of people won't be able to say that.
Those fans say part of their enthusiasm is knowing the Rangers are built for long-term success.
And they're built for the next 5 years, at least. Yeah, I think they're doing good.
So they're expecting the team to compete again this year. The Rangers play a couple spring training games next Monday and Tuesday here against the Red Sox, then open the regular season next Thursday at home against the Chicago Cubs. At Globe Life Field, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.